It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be me, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of some others I've seen. Might never be me, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your faults. I love you still, have to be you. Wonderful you had to be.
Μουσική σε 24 καρέ, η εκπομπή που αγαπά τη μουσική και τον κινηματογράφο. 9 με 10 τα Σάββατα πλέον θα μας ακούτε back to back μετά τον Doc on Air. Έχει γίνει αλλαγή στον ήχο, μέτρ για την επόμενη ώρα. Συνταξιδιώτης θα είναι ο Βασίλης Νικολόπουλος. Δέπιδρε του παραμένει στο μικρόφωνο και ένα θρυλικό soundtrack που μας έρχεται από πολύ παλιά, από το 1942. Casablanca, η ταινία η οποία έκανε την πρεμιέρα της σαν χθες 27 Νοεμβρίου το 1942 στις αμερικανικές αίθουσες. Και βέβαια μια ταινία που δεν σταματάμε να την αγαπάμε οι κινηματογραφόφιλοι, τη βλέπουμε στις σταθερινά σινεμά τα καλοκαίρια. Απολαμβάνουμε την νουάρ ατμόσφαιρα. Ένα ρομαντικό φιλμ με φόντο τον Δεύτερο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο που σκηνοθέτησε ο Μάικλ Κέρτις με πρωταγωνιστές την Ίγκριντ Μπέργκμαν και το Χάμφρεϊ Μπόγκαρτ. Ανεκπλήρωτος έρωτας και νουάρ ατμόσφαιρα, πάθος και καθήκον, Μπόγκαρτ και Μπέργκμαν.
Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck will change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Louie.
How extravagant you are, throwing away women like that.
Someday they may be scarce.
You know, I think now I shall pay a call on Yvonne. Maybe get her on the rebound, huh?
Well, when it comes to women, you're a true Democrat.
Et moi, je vous dis que l'attitude de l'Italie est immonde. Qu'est-ce que vous auriez fait sans l'armée allemande?
Et la Grèce.
Ce pauvre petit pays de Grèce, mon cher.
If he gets a word in, it'll be a major Italian victory. Plane to Lisbon. You would like to be on it?
Why? What's in Lisbon?
The Clipper to America. I've often speculated on why you don't return to America. Did you abscond with the church funds? Did you run off with the senator's wife? I like to think that you killed a man. It's the romantic in me.
It's a combination of all three.
And what in heaven's name brought you to Casablanca?
My health. I came to Casablanca for the waters.
The waters? What waters? We're in the desert.
I was misinformed.
Ρικ και Ρενό, Χάφρεϊ Μπόγκαρτ και Κλοντ Ρέινς βρισκόμαστε στο Μαρόκο 1943 στη δίνη του δεύτερου παγκοσμίου πολέμου. Η γαλλοκρατούμενη Καζαμπλάνκα αποτελούσε κάτι παραπάνω από εξωτικό προορισμό. Ήταν η αγορά που θα σε προμήθευε με την πολυπόθητη παράνομη βίζα για να δραπετεύσεις από τη χιτλερική Ευρώπη στον ελεύθερο κόσμο, τη γη της επαγγελίας, την Αμερική.
That was a gross understatement.
You're very kind.
Won't you join us? If you will permit me.
Oh, no, Emil, please, a bottle of your best champagne and put it on my bill.
Very well, sir.
Captain, please.
Oh, please, monsieur, it is a little game we play. They put it on the bill, I tear up the bill. It is very convenient.
Captain, the boy was playing the piano. Somewhere I've seen him.
Sam?
Yes.
He came from Paris with Rick.
Rick, who's he?
Mademoiselle, you're in Rick's. And Rick is...
Is what?
Well, mademoiselle, he's the kind of man that... Well, if I were a woman and I were not around, I should be in love with Rick. But what a fool I am talking to a beautiful woman about another man. Excuse me. Ah, Major.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Miss Elsa. I never expect to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Some of the old songs, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
You used to be a much better liar, sir.
Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck to him.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play.
Το As Time Goes By γράφτηκε από τον μουσικοσυνθέτη Herman Hapfeld το 1931 για τις ανάγκες του musical του Broadway Everybody's Welcome. Το τραγούδι είχε συμπεριληφθεί επίσης στο θεατρικό έργο των Everybody Comes to Rick, στο οποίο αν και δεν ανέβηκε ποτέ στη σκηνή, αποτέλεσε ωστόσο τη βάση της Casablanca. Το κομμάτι δεν άρεσε αρχικά στον Max Steiner, που είχε ήδη ξεκινήσει να γράφει τη μουσική για την ταινία, ο οποίος και θέλησε να το αντικαταστήσει με κάποια άλλη πρωτότυπη δημιουργία. Τα στούντιο ωστόσο διαφώνησαν, παρόλο που παραπονέθηκε για αρκετό τελικό καιρό. Τελικά, μετά την τεράστια επιτυχία του φιλμ, παραδέχτηκε σε μια συνέντευξη ότι το συγκεκριμένο τραγούδι μάλλον είχε κάτι για να τραβήξει τόσο πολύ την προσοχή.
I grab Bugatti, then she walks in. Well, where it goes, one in, one out. Sam.
Yes, boss.
It's December 1941 in Casablanca. What time is it in New York?
What? My watch stopped.
I bet they're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America. All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, boss.
Thank you.
Το πρωτότυπο τραγούδι στην ταινία το τραγούδισε ο Ντούλεϊ Βίλσον, ο διάσημος Σαμ, πιανίστας στο κλαμπ του Μπόγκαρτ στην πόλη της Καζαμπλάνκας. Ο ίδιος δεν ήξερε να παίζει πιάνο, παρότι ήταν μάλλον επιτυχημένος ντράμερ. Το πιο ενδιαφέρον όμως είναι ότι ο Βίλσον δεν καταφέρνει ποτέ να ηχογραφήσει το κομμάτι την εποχή που η ταινία αρχίζει να προβάλλεται στους κινηματογράφους, καθώς το Σωματείο Μουσικών αποφασίζει να απαγορεύσει κάθε ηχογράφηση την ίδια περίοδο. Έτσι, επανακυκλοφόρησε από τα στούντιο μια προηγούμενη βερσιόν του, εκτελεσμένη το 1931 από το Rudy Vallée, η οποία έγινε αμέσως επιτυχία. Λίγες πληροφορίες από το Plate, από το Plate Sam, την ιστορία του θρυλικού soundtrack της Καζαμπλάνκα από τον Πάνο Αχτσιόγλου και το περιοδικό σινεμά. Ένα μέρος σκοτεινό, διεφθαρμένο, επικίνδυνο. Ο καθένας κατέφευγε στην Καζαμπλάνκα για τους δικούς του λόγους. Τυχοδιώκτες, καιροσκόποι, απατεώνες, εγκληματίες. Ταυτόχρονα όμως και πολιτικοί πρόσφυγες, αντιστασιακοί, κατάσκοποι. Όλοι ήταν κυνηγημένοι, όλοι έψαχναν το πολυπόθητο εισιτήριο για μια νέα ζωή. Στα τοπικά παζάρια οι ντόπιοι σε πουλούσαν και σε αγόραζαν. Οι γαλλικές αρχές έπαιρναν μίζα γι' αυτό, ενώ οι Ναζί θύμιζαν με την ατσάλινη παρουσία τους ποιοι κάνουν κουμάντο. Η ταινία Καζαμπλάνκα βασίζεται στο θεατρικό έργο των Murray Barnett και Joan Allison «Everybody Comes to Rix», τα δικαιώματα του οποίου εξασφάλισε αντί 20.000 δολαρίων ο μεγαλοπαραγωγός του Hollywood Hal Wallis, ποσό μεγάλο για άπεχτο θεατρικό έργο εκείνη την εποχή. Οι σεναριογράφοι της ταινίας, αδελφοί Epstein και Howard Koch, μετέφεραν τη δράση του έργου από τη Βιέννη στην κοσμοπολίτικη Καζαμπλάνκα που έδωσε και το όνομά της στην ταινία. Ο Wallis ήθελε για σκηνοθέτη τον William Wyler, που όμως δεν ήταν διαθέσιμος και κατέληξε τελικά στο φίλο του Michael Curtis, έναν Ουγγροεβραίο μετανάστη και ικανό κινηματογραφιστή. Πρώτη επιλογή για το δίδυμο των πρωταγωνιστών ήταν ο Ρόναλντ Ρίγκαν, ο μετέπειτα πρόεδρος των Ηνωμένων Πολιτειών, και η Ιαν Σέριντον. Τελικά τους ρόλους ανέλαβαν ο Χάφρεϊ Μπόγκαρτ και η Ίγκριντ Μπέργκμαν. Σοφή επιλογή, όπως αποδείχτηκε. Τα γυρίσματα της Καζαμπλάνκα ξεκίνησαν στις 25 Μαΐου του 1942 και ολοκληρώθηκαν στις 3 Αυγούστου του ίδιου χρόνου. Έγιναν σε στούντιο εκτός των σκηνών στο αεροδρόμιο που γυρίστηκαν σε φυσικό χώρο. Η ταινία κόστισε $1.039.000 και ήταν μια μέση παραγωγή για τα μέτρα της εποχής. Κατά τη διάρκεια των γυρισμάτων προέκυψε πρόβλημα με το ύψος των πρωταγωνιστών. Η Σουηδέζα ηθοποιός προεξήχε του Μπόγκαρτ κατά 5 πόντους τις μεταξύ τους σκηνές. Για να φαίνεται ψηλότερος, ο Μπόγκι πατούσε πάνω σε τούβλα ή μαξιλάρια και έτσι η τάξη επί της οθόνης αποκαταστάθηκε.
First drink to have with you. Here.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
Please.
Why did you have to come to Casablanca? There are other places.
I wouldn't have come if I'd known that you were here. Believe me, Rick, it's true. I didn't know.
Funny about your voice, how it hasn't changed. I can still hear it. Richard, dear, I'll go with you any place. We'll get on a
Please
train
don't.
Together and never stop.
Don't, Rick. I can understand how you feel.
You understand how I feel. How long was it we had, honey?
I didn't count the days.
Well, I did. Every one of them. Mostly I remember the last one. The wow finish, a guy standing on a station platform in the rain with a comical look in his face because his insides had been kicked out.
Can I tell you a story, Ricky?
Has it got a wow finish?
I don't know the finish yet.
Go on, tell it. Maybe one will come to you as you go along.
It's about a girl who had just come to Paris from her home in Oslo. At the house of some friends, she met a man about whom she had heard her whole life. A very great and courageous man. He opened up for her a whole beautiful world full of knowledge and thoughts and ideals. Everything she knew or ever became was because of him. And she looked up to him and worshipped him with the feeling she supposed was love.
Yes, it's very pretty. I heard a story once. As a matter of fact, I've heard a lot of stories in my time. They went along with the sound of a tinny piano playing in the parlor downstairs. Mister, I met a man once when I was a kid. It always began. Well, I guess neither one of our stories is very funny. Tell me, who was it you left me for? Was it Laszlo, or were there others in between? Or aren't you the kind that tells?
Ήλσα Returns to Rix, Casablanca, το soundtrack που ακούμε σήμερα με την υπογραφή του διακεκριμένου συνθέτη Max Steiner.
My office, right. You must know it's very important I get out of Casablanca. It's my privilege to be one of the leaders of a great movement. You know what I've been doing. You know what it means to the work, to the lives of thousands and thousands of people. I'll be free to reach America and continue my work.
I'm not interested in politics. The problems of the world are not in my department. I'm a saloon keeper.
My friends in the underground tell me that you've quite a record. You ran guns to Ethiopia. You fought against the fascists in Spain.
What of it?
Isn't it strange that you always happen to be fighting on the side of the underdog?
Yes, I found that a very expensive hobby, too. But then I never was much of a businessman.
Are you enough of a businessman to appreciate an offer of 100,000 francs?
I appreciate it, but I don't accept it.
I'll raise it to 200,000.
My friend, you could make it 1,000,000 francs or three. My answer would still be the same.
There must be some reason why you won't let me have them.
There is. I suggest that you ask your wife.
I beg your pardon?
I said, ask your wife.
My wife?
Yes.
Η πρεμιέρα της ταινίας Καζαμπλάνκα δόθηκε με μεγάλη επισημότητα στις 26 Νοεμβρίου του 1942 στο Hollywood Theater της Νέας Υόρκης, προκειμένου να συμπέσει με την απόβαση των συμμάχων στη γαλλοκρατούμενη Βόρεια Αφρική και την κατάληψη της Καζαμπλάνκα. Σε γενική προβολή βγήκε στις 23 Ιανουαρίου του 1943 για να εκμεταλλευτεί τη διάσκεψη της Καζαμπλάνκα μεταξύ Τσόρτσιλ και Ρούσβελτ. Στην Ελλάδα έκανε πρεμιέρα μεσούσης της κατοχής 11 Οκτωβρίου του 1943.
Mademoiselle, after this disturbance, it is not safe for Lazlo to stay in Casablanca.
This morning you implied it was not safe for him to leave Casablanca.
That is also true, except for one destination, to return to occupied France.
Occupied France?
Mm-hmm, under a safe conduct from me.
What value is that? You may recall what German guarantees have been worth in the past.
There are only two other alternatives for him.
What are they?
It is possible the French authorities will find a reason to put him in the concentration camp here.
The other alternative?
My dear mademoiselle, perhaps you have already observed that in Casablanca, human life is cheap. Good night, mademoiselle.
Το 1944 η Καζαμπλάνκα ήταν υποψήφια για 8 βραβεία Όσκαρ και τελικά κέρδισε 3, διασκευασμένου σεναρίου, σκηνοθεσίας και καλύτερης ταινίας.
Richard, I had to see you.
Well, there's Richard again. We're back in Paris.
Please.
Your unexpected visit isn't connected by any chance with the letters of transit. Seems as long as I have those letters, I'll never be lonely.
You can ask any price you want, but you must give me those letters.
I went all through that with your husband. It's no deal.
Well, I know how you feel about me, but I'm asking you to put your feelings aside for something more important.
Do I have to hear again what a great man your husband is, what an important cause he's fighting for?
It was your cause, too. In your own way, you were fighting for the same thing.
I'm not fighting for anything anymore except myself. I'm the only cause I'm interested in.
Richard. Richard, we loved each other once. If those days meant anything at all to you.
I wouldn't bring up Paris if I were you. It's poor salesmanship.
Please, please listen to me. If you knew what really happened, if you only knew the truth.
I wouldn't believe you no matter what you told me. You'd say anything now to get what you want.
You want to feel sorry for yourself, don't you? There's so much at stake, all you can think of is your own feeling. One woman has hurt you and you take your revenge on the rest of the world. You're a coward and a weakling. No. No, Richard, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you are our last hope. If you don't help us, Victor Laszlo will die in Casablanca.
What of it? I'm gonna die in Casablanca. It's a good spot for it. Now, if you...
All right. I tried to reason with you. I tried everything. Now I want those letters. Get them for me.
I don't have to. I got them right here.
Put them on the table.
Now?
For the last time, put them on the table.
If Laszlo and the cause mean so much to you, you won't stop at anything. All right, I'll make it easier for you. Go ahead and shoot. You'll be doing me a favor.
Richard, I tried to stay away. I thought I would never see you again. That you are out of my life. The day you left Paris, if you knew what I went through, if you knew how much I loved you, how much I still love you.
Με την πάροδο του χρόνου, η Καζαμπλάνκα απέκτησε διάρκεια και αντοχή για να τη χαρακτηρίζουμε σήμερα κλασική ταινία. Όποτε επαναπροβλήθηκε στους κινηματογράφους, αντιμετωπίστηκε θετικά από κοινό και κριτικούς, ενώ οι προβολές της στην Αμερικάνικη τηλεόραση συγκεντρώνουν πάντοτε υψηλά ποσοστά τηλεθέασης.
Yes, I will.
Mr. Blaine, I don't know how to thank you.
I'll save it. We've still lots of things to do.
I brought the money, Mr. Blaine.
Keep it. You'll need it in America.
But we made a deal.
Now, never mind that. You won't have any trouble in Lisbon, will you?
No, it's all arranged.
Good. I've got the letters right here, all made out in blank. All you have to do is fill in the signatures.
Victor Laszlo? Victor Laszlo, you're under arrest. On the charge of accessory to the murder of the couriers from whom these letters were stolen. Oh, you're surprised about my friend Ricky. The explanation is quite simple. Love, it seems, has triumphed over virtue. Thank...
Not so fast, Louis. Nobody's going to be arrested, not for a while yet.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
I have. Sit down over there.
Put that gun down.
Louis, I wouldn't like to shoot you, but I will if you take one more step.
Under the circumstances, I will sit down.
Keep your hands on the table.
I suppose you know what you're doing, but I wonder if you realize what this means.
I do. We've got plenty of time to discuss that later.
Call off your watchdogs, you said.
Just the same, you call the airport and let me hear you tell them. And remember, this gun is pointed right at your heart.
That is my least vulnerable spot. Hello? Is that the airport? Huh? This is Captain Renault speaking. There were two letters of transit for the Lisbon plane. There's to be no trouble about them. Good. Hello? Hello? My car, quickly.
Venga, Mayor.
This is Major Stasia. Have a squad of police meet me at the airport at once. At once, do you hear?
Μπορεί ο πολίτης Κέιν του Orson Welles, που κυκλοφόρησε σχεδόν την ίδια περίοδο, να θεωρείται η καλύτερη ταινία όλων των εποχών, αλλά η Καζαμπλάνκα είναι σίγουρα η πιο αγαπητή. Ίσως γιατί ο ικανός τεχνίτης Μάικλ Κέρτις ανέμιξε στις σωστές δόσεις το δράμα, το μελόδραμα, την κωμωδία και την ίντριγκα, ενώ είχε στη διάθεσή του και ένα χαρισματικό ζευγάρι πρωταγωνιστών που μεγαλούργησε στην οθόνη.
You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But Richard, no,
I... Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid, Major Strasser, I would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Yeah. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Everything is in order.
All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave.
Mr. Blaine, I don't ask you to explain anything.
I'm going to anyway, because it may make a difference to you later on. You said you knew about Ilse and me.
Yes.
But you didn't know she was at my place last night when you were. She came there for the letters of transit. Isn't that true, Ilse?
Yes.
She tried everything to get them, and nothing worked. She did her best to convince me that she was still in love with me. That was all over long ago. For your sake, she pretended it wasn't, and I let her pretend.
I understand.
Here it is.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Welcome back to the fight. This time I know our side will win. Are you ready, Elsa?
Yes, I'm ready. Bye, Rick.
Hurry, you'll miss that plane.
Well, I was right. You are a sentimentalist.
Stay where you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you just did for Laszlo. That fairy tale you invented to send Ilsa away with him. I know a little about women, my friend. She went, but she knew you were lying.
Anyway, thanks for helping me out.
I suppose you know this isn't going to be very pleasant for either of us, especially for you. I'll have to arrest you, of course.
As soon as the plane goes, Louis.
What was the meaning of that phone call?
Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why don't you stand here? Why don't you stop him?
Ask Monsieur Rick.
Get away from that phone.
I would advise you not to interfere.
I was willing to shoot Captain Renault, and I'm willing to shoot you.
Hello.
Put that phone down.
Get me the radio tower.
Put it down.
Strasser has been shot. Round up the usual suspects.
Be my captain.
What do you?
Not only a sentimentalist, but you've become a patriot.
Maybe, but it seemed like a good time to start.
I think perhaps you're right. It might be a good idea for you to disappear from Casablanca for a while. There's a free French garrison over at Brazzaville. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My letter of transit? I could use a trip. But it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Από το φινάλε στο αεροδρόμιο, airport finale.
Oh no, what did he do? He built the floating zoo for camels and mammals and all kinds of animals. That's what Noah done. He rescued two of a kind and had his boat designed for muskrats and polecats and bulldogs and alley cats. That's what Noah done. Who done that, Noah? Who done that, Noah? Who done that, Noah? That's what Noah done. There was no nothing in sight for 40 days and nights. So Noah just took a row about. That's what Noah done.
who done that? Noah, who done that? Noah, who done that? Noah, that's what Noah done. There was no nothing in sight for 40 days and nights. Oh, Noah just took a row about that's what Noah done.
That's what Noah done, Dooley Wilson. Και συνεχίζουμε με Dooley Wilson, Knock on Wood.
Say, who's got trouble? How much trouble? Well, now, don't you frown. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy? How unhappy? Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky? How unlucky? But your luck will change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing? How much nothing? Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Rap a tap on the table. Tap your feet on the floor. Come on now, get this right out of your system. Say, ain't you feeling better than before? Well now who's happy? Just how happy? That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky? Just how lucky? Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Αφιερωμένο στον Αλέξη και την Αλίν που μας ακούνε από μακριά, από ένα χιονισμένο χωριό της Ελβετίας. Γεια σας φίλοι μου, τι ωραίο να σε ενώνει έτσι η τεχνολογία. Χαιρετισμούς και στον Αντώνη τον Παπαρδουκάκη που μας ακούει πάντα. Κάθε προβολή της ταινίας Καζαμπλάνκα μοιάζει φρέσκια, μοντέρνα. Κάθε άκουσμα του As Time Goes By βρίσκει κέντρο στην καρδιά, ίσως γιατί περιμένεις κρατώντας την ανάσα σου ένα άλλο, πιο δίκαιο για τους εραστές τέλος, ένα happy end που όμως ούτε το σινεμά θα σου χαρίσει. Ή ίσως γιατί βαθιά μέσα σου ξέρεις ότι ο πραγματικός ρομαντισμός δεν είναι έρωτες ή ο βασιλέματα και κόκκινα τριαντάφυλλα. Αφορά πως κουβαλά κάποιος τον εαυτό του και πως στέκεται απέναντι στις αποφάσεις της ζωής. Και ίσως η καρδιά δεν ραγίζει από πόνο, αλλά σκυρτά από αισιοδοξία. Αντέχει η Καζαμπλάνκα γιατί αντέχει ο ηρωισμός που κρύβουμε καθημερινά μέσα μας. Ευχαριστούμε το flix.gr και το sansimera.gr για τις ωραίες πληροφορίες που μας έδωσαν. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time.